That's what I like about the South. Everybody, this is Phil Harris, saying that I'm certainly glad to be with all you guys and gals again on Here's to Veterans. And listen to me, I'm going to have a special message for all of you later on. But first, now Silas from Tennessee got a call from an agency furnished music for a swell affair. He played a while and came a lull, and Silas found the party dull. He then got up and loudly did declare, "Why, look here, you folks ain't having fun. I'd like to show you how it's done way back in them there hills of Tennessee. We'll do a square dance, one and all. You folks get set to hit the ball, and I'm gonna give out with that mountain melody. Go and call the neighbors in to have some fun. It ain't no sin. The music's ready to begin, so listen to the fiddler play. Take that carpet off the floor. Leave your shoes outside the door. Come on to your dancing floor. Everybody dance. The guests were taken by surprise. The silence opened up their eyes with music they had never heard before. He said, this dance is new to you. I'll call the set. You follow through. So choose your partners. Get out on the floor. You down there with the fancy socks, grab that gal with all them rocks. Hit the floor and rattle your hocks, listen to the fiddler play. Grab your partners, here's your chance, do that good old country dance. Never mind the island fling, learn to cut that pigeon wing. Round and round, let her go, tight tail left and do-si-do. Circle back and hold that row, everybody dance. Then Mrs. Stuyvesant McGee latched on the Senator McCree and started pigeon winging round and round. The count and countess D. LaValle were promenading across the hall and sweet society was going down. Come on, Congressman O'Day, grab that gal across the way. Let your wife hold your toupee. Listen to the fiddler play. Circle left, circle right. Keep your hardware out of sight. Ain't no time to start a fight. Everybody dance. They danced until the break of dawn while Silas Lee just fiddled on. And everybody there was having fun. Soon Silas said it's time to go, but everybody shouted no. Then Silas realized what he had done. Then Silas really set a pace, and now in every swanky place, no more the modern dances, will you see? For since they got so many thrills, the dance that came down from the hills is now the craze of high society. From Hollywood to Boston, Mass, throughout the land, the upper class are choosing partners for a tambourine. And now at every swell affair, who's calling sets and fiddling there? No one but Silas Lee from Tennessee. And now that your happy, happy ears have heard the symphonic power of the Harris strings and woodwinds, it's time to listen to an important message from the Veterans Administration. Brought to you by that likable, that lovable, the vigorous young raconteur from the Southland, Phil Harris. Now, please, let me continue. I'm talking about buying a house with a GI loan. Now, when it comes to buying your own home, most everyone has to borrow money to help swing the deal, right? I said you borrow money. It's not a free gift. You've got to arrange for a loan. You go in most cases, not to the VA, but to a lender. And if you're an eligible veteran and the lender likes your proposition, he makes the loan and arranges with the VA for the guarantee. Now, is that the whole story? Not by a whole jug full of clear, sparkling spring water. I'll tell you why. But right after this next number, called the 8th Avenue Association Barbecue and Fancy Dress Ball. An invitation to a celebration tomorrow night at Lyceum Hall. Go get your glad rags pressed and wear your two-tone vest to the 8th Street Association Barbecue and Fancy Dress Ball. Boogie woogie thumping starts the joint a jumping and all them cats is climbing the wall. The party really goes for things is really froze at the 8th Street Association Barbecue and Fancy Dress Ball. There
where the hoity-toity meets the hoi-polloity. This affair's real fun time. The function goes from 10 till they say amen. How they carry on. Grab your sweetest honey. If you lack the money, the building loan will welcome your call. It only costs a mate to grab yourself some space at the 8th Street Association barbecue and a fancy dress ball. Clock, they have the grand parade, and when it's 1 a.m., the famous masquerade, and when it's 2 a.m., the festival is spread with the punch bowl, the spirit, and a homemade bread. It's pushing 4 a.m., the festival is clean. They start to count the votes to find a beauty queen. And when it's time and 5, the folks resume their jive. They call a man, they call a man, they want the leader of that man. Grab your sweetest honey, and if you lack the money, that building loan will welcome you call. It only costs a nace to grab yourself some space at the 8th Street Association barbecue and fancy dress ball amalgamated. Old fancy dress ball consolidated. That fancy dress ball incorporated. The 8th Street Association barbecue and fancy dress B-A-double-L.
And now for you veterans who enjoy good elocution. This is Phil Harris again, still talking about GI home loans. It boils down to this. Know exactly what you're buying before you close the deal. Don't sign anything until you've read it and understood it. And remember, home buying is like a plug of tobacco. Don't bite off more than you can chew. And then there are other things to consider besides finance. The VA people put it to me like this. Look, Phil, they say, here are some of the things that you ought to check with those big blue eyes of yours. Is your land well drained? Is the cellar dry? How close to the nearest store? What about schools? Is transportation convenient? And the VA folks have a word for Alice, too. They say, look, beautiful, you'd better check on the number of closets in the house. And what about kitchen arrangements? Yes, it all goes back to what is said earlier. Be sure you know exactly what you're doing before you close the deal on a GI home loan. Now, let's have some more music. Here's another tune. It's called George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Robert E. Lee. Bigfoot Joe was a so-and-so, as mean as mean can be. Why, just last night, he started a fight, but he was picking on foe, little me. He says, I'm gonna cut you three ways, frequent, deep, and wide. I looked that rascal in the eye, and softly I replied. I said, look here, Joe, you big, I know. But before you climb my friend, better wait, better cogitate about my given name. Cause I'm George Washington Abraham Lincoln Ulysses S. Robert E. Lee. Yeah, they're long gone, but I keep on thinking about the names handed down to me. Love, life, and liberty, they all are free. They ain't nobody gonna mess with me. Cause I'm George Washington Abraham Lincoln Ulysses S. Robert E. Lee. That's me from Nashville, Tennessee. Before this last tune, I want to say thanks for asking me to entertain on Here's to Veterans and to ask you to invite us back again soon. And out some more music. Hey, listen, anytime you want some fun and you can't find anyone who says she'd like to keep you company, oh, get dressed up, my friend, and go to a place that's never slow, and there you'll have some fun, I guarantee. Now, the four young daughters of William Brown are the most unusual gals in town. The fellas talk about them night and day.
But listen, boy, take my advice. Although all of them seem mighty nice, experience gives me the right to say, when you go do 44 Sycamore, knock, knock, knock on the big front door and say, is Mabel coming out tonight? Mabel is the one that's cute, so don't take any substitute. Be sure it's Mabel and you'll be all right. Now, Papa Brown will try and try to find some unsuspecting guy to make him meet his powerful daughter, Faye. While shaking hands just for a laugh, she's liable to break your arm in half. There's muscles in her bustles, people say. A guy I know fell four times and finally held her in his arms. He said, tonight I'm gonna make you mine. He hugged her once, she hugged him back, and suddenly they heard a crack. The doctors say the x-rays turned out fine. So when you go to 44 Sycamore, knock, knock, knock on the big front door and say, is Mabel coming out tonight? Oh, that Mabel is the one that's cute, so don't take any substitute. Be sure it's Mabel and you'll be all right. Listen now, and don't you date the eldest daughter, known as Kate. She's got a temper that will start a riot. There's a tale I've heard a lot, that when Miss Katie was a tot, they gave her tiger's milk to keep her quiet. Now, when she's mad, she blows her top, makes you think she's gonna pop. The thing she says would make a strong man wince. Once a guy refused a kiss from this temperamental miss, they say the poor guy ain't been heard of since. So when you go to 44 Sycamore, knock, knock, knock on the big front door and say, is Mabel coming out tonight? Mabel is the one that's cute, so don't take any substitute. Be sure it's Mabel and you'll be all right. Now, I've got just one more tip. Daughter Susie is a drip. They call her someplace because she's not all there. A ruler in her bed she keeps just to see how long she sleeps. She thinks Western Union's cowboy's underwear. She went out to dine one night. I thought that I would do things right and order something that would quench her thirst. I asked her if she'd like some rye, and she answered with a tender sigh, oh, yes, but put some butter on it first. So when you go to 44 Sycamore, knock, knock, knock on the big front door and say, is Mabel coming out tonight? Yes, Mabel is the one that's cute, so don't take any substitute. Be sure it's Mabel, and you'll be all right. Hey, wait a minute. I just remembered. Maybe you'd better find your own address on Sycamore. Me and Mabel got married last week.
Here's to Veterans tribute from yours truly, Phil Harrison, again. Here's to Veterans is presented, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, Jane C. Petrillo President, whose members have donated their services, and this station, which has contributed its time in the public interest. Tune in again for more top flight entertainment on Here's to Veterans. And Phil Harris says, keep happy, won't you?